Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are sons of light. Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. I am Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel. We forgive us if we're saying it twice because it just kicked in. So bear with us for a little bit. But we're about to begin the show. Thank you.
Yes. And what we are is, thank you, Brother Dear. We are sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, who minister to the 12 tribes of Israel on every Sunday. If it's the Lord's will, we try to minister to our nation. And when I speak of our nation, I speak about the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of African Americans, Native Americans, and Latino Americans. So we do this program to help minister our nation. So before we get into our ministry, we want to always give thanks to our eternal Heavenly Forefather, the great Shekinah, and our King Messiah, who give us this platform every week to minister to our nation. And we're going to have some interesting things to talk about today. Getting to that, we want to mention some of the ministries that my brethren have. And one of the ministries that we have that you can find in the Upper Room Israelite.com. That's UPPERROOMISRAELIT.com, Israelite.com. We have a food ministry, the Sandra's of Food. My brother Yaquan Ben Israel does a video on every Tuesday on Pacific time. He also does a blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And we also does, Adir Bay Israel and me, Rodolph Bay Israel, does our show on Sunday. And you can find all of this in the upperroomisraelite.com. You know, check it out and see if it can bless you. You know, again, it's the upperroomisraelite.com. Now, today, the title of our show is Take Your Stand Now for the Heavenly Forefather. You see, brother, take your stand now for the Heavenly Forefather. And the reason that I say that is because if look at what's taking place today, you see, we can just look what's taking place today. Now, we have government that really don't care hell of things about us. You know, they barely fighting over to give our country $2,000. Now, we haven't received no money from them since about 10 months, you know, and they only gave us $1,200. And if you divide $1,200 over 10 months, you talking a little than over $5, a little under $5 a week. Now, is that somebody we can put our trust in, the government that supposedly govern us? No. We know we cannot put our trust, you see, brother dear, in this government that we call our government.
So, what my brother's saying is, you know, we living in a reality of lies, deception, wickedness, vexation, oppression, and it is all because of these special chosen children who we are. And I'm reading the keys, which is the prologue, and it's going to show you between us entering this Saturn-Jupiter conjunction, what we are entering into. Now, I'm in a prologue on page 5, and it says, we have been living within the sun universe of his creation, and we have experienced our realm within the living word, to our Messiah. Now we must open to the recognition that we are to transform this space-time vessel, I mean this physical body, into the greater universe. Graduation is upon us, and that's what we have right now with this conjunction. And with it comes a new sense of oneness with the merit worlds of our Father's house, many mansions, through the new synthesis, mean be like space and time, but to my our reality changing and consequence, and we are ordained to put on the similitude that goes with the divine image of the eternal Heavenly Father. And that's what we're coming into, like my brother saying. We about to not rely on the wicked signs and these wicked people, and we about to come into a new age where we can trust in our eternal Heavenly Father.
And I'm going to piggyback off that, you know. I'm going to piggyback off that. Now, do this government that we live under talk about these things? This is why I said you need to take your stand with the divine Heavenly Forefather. You see, this government we live in ain't speaking about these things. You see?
They make you think everything going to be fine, beautiful, 2021, a new beginning for us.
Right. So, again, and I'm going into the keys of Enoch. A lot of the things, my scripture is going to come from the keys of Enoch and also, you know, the King James Version Bible. I want to take you to a scripture. Now, it's a few scriptures that I'm going to read, so bear with me. It's a little lengthy, but I'm going to read it quick, and then I'll get right back into our title, which is the Heavenly Father's Take Your Stand for any father. So I'm going to Keys of Enoch, page 152, and I'm going to read verse 42, 43, and 44. Again, that's the Keys of Enoch, 152, 42, 43, and 44. And I'm piggybacking off what my brother was, what he's saying. Now, at 42, it reads, all these previous star-filled programs will be drawn into the light codes so that all those who were locked in space in a previous age will be judged in terms of the way they use their soul potential. In addition, those who are in the three-dimensional slavery by being victims of the earlier electromagnetic changes and the racial code structures will be graduated from the image of the dragon and the devouring seed if they are infused with the living light of the Messiah. This transformation of the species occurs through the infusion of light crystals, which generate a field of light around the body and a field of light to the body for the next stage of creation. And see, this is what my brother was basically saying. And I'm saying similar thing. That is, see, this is why you need to take your stand with the divine Heavenly Father, because he's bringing a change. He's bringing a new change into this reality. And you will not be able to function in his reality if you don't understand that what he's bringing through Messiah in this change. You see, you fall short. So this is why my brother and I is saying this to you, you see. And, you know, it's very important that our nation pick up, brother, on what we're talking about. You see?
Right. Right. Now, I'm going to add to what he was saying, which is very powerful. You know what I'm saying? Basically, what he's saying in a nutshell is this. We're going to take on the similitude of who we really are, which is immortal man. We coming out of duality. We're going to go back to premortal. You know what I'm saying? That's why he said in verse 42, on the bottom part of the paragraph, it says, we will graduate or ascend from the similitude of the wicked man or the image of the dragon, which is Yahweh, and we're going to take on the spiritual, premortal man image from whence we come. That's what the whole earth is about. Our teaching, learning, and instruction down here. How to prepare our souls for the new coming age. Thank you, brother. That's a blessing.
Yeah, and see, these things may be things you never heard of before. You see, this is why we don't confine ourselves to just the Apocrypha or just the Bible. You see, because there, if you can put the divine hand on a serious problem, we have a serious problem. Even all the books we have, Messiah said that he couldn't even, you couldn't contain the information and knowledge with all the books we have. Right? So, you know, not to get far from what we talk about, which is basically taking a stand, have fun now. I got another scripture that I want to read, and that this scripture is going to coincide with what we're speaking about again. And I'm coming out of the keys, and I want you to bear with me because it's going to be a little lengthy, and then I'll break it back down for us. And that's coming out of the keys of Enoch, page 329, and that's chapter 1, 2, and 3. Now check this out. Now, this will really relate to you, light brother. Check this out. It says, there is a form of new worlds at this time, for there is to be soon extended new planets, and the Creator Son, as the Council of 12, has studied the charts, which are the arrangements and the manifestation of a new physical existence. The Council of 9 have governed the areas of physical existence from the beginning of that area and expressed from the Father's word. 9 shall place upon the new realm physical souls who have perfected themselves upon the earth plane. Those souls who have evolved to the highest point of advancement on earth shall be on the new creation. The keys is telling us that the future government will be unlike any government of man because it will be governed with the higher mind entities of the great white brotherhood who were even at the time are changing the focal rings of the intelligence on the outer lids of the galactic region. The work of the Benai Or specifically under the leadership of Melchizedek, Metatron, Michael include the changing of the whole solar hierarchy of intelligence. This means the reprogramming of the younger spiritual teachers on all planes of existence who have been caught up in their own illusion of the point of not seeing the value of taking the earth intelligence beyond its physical illusion. So that the earth man would not have to repeat himself again and again within the same lower heavens. In order to accomplish this, the hierarchy that are working with these lesser brotherhood alike are now being forced out of their position of power, and the greater forces of light will externalize on the earth plane. They shall come in with such a force that all the destruction prevailed upon by the lesser light groups be sanctionized within their own realm of existence. Now, this was a lot said, but I'm going to break it down easy for us in terms with maybe something you may not understand. Like we spoke about different regions and planets, you know, these are all part of, you know, light brethren's reality that's going to occur and our nation. Things that's going to come to this earth, like it spoke about brotherhood light. What is light? These are light beings that the divine heavenly Father has put in place to help us and our nation. See, a new government, not the government that we live in, But we're going to be living under the divine heavenly forefathers' government, which is ran through Melchizedek, Messiah, speaks of Metatron. If you don't know who Metatron is, I'm going to explain who Metatron is. Metatron was Enoch transformed into his spiritual body, which he became greater than Enoch. He became Metatron. You see, now this is the reason why we are in the books that we're reading, because it gives us specific information that we need to know as light brethren. Okay, and I'm going to go back. Now, see, it also spoke about the lower. It spoke about the lower light, which is the lower lights and powers to be is the archons who's ruling over us. See, the greater light, which is the brotherhood of light, they're going to quarantine these archons where they can no longer interfere in our reality. You see, this is what's coming. It is a lot of heavy things that's coming. And this is why I say you have to make your stand with the divine heavenly forefather now. Because this ain't something that's going to, in 20, 30 years from now, this is coming sooner than what you think. And that's why we've seen that conjunction with Jupiter and Saturn. The divine heavenly forefather Messiah is showing us there is a change coming. And it's up to you if you want to be part of the change, brother.
Man, that was a powerful, brother. And you're exactly right. And like my brother said, in a nutshell, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to add to what he was saying. Now, like you said, Enoch, he changed to premortal man. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying. Enoch was changed to a premortal man, which is named his new name. That's why the Eternal Father told us, when we get transformed to premortal man, we're going to get new names, new laws, and a new name for Israel, because we're going to be spiritual. That's why Enoch was changed to Metatron, because it's spiritual. And that's what's going to happen to us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be changed from a physical reality to a spiritual reality. Now, like he was saying, all these transformations that's going to happen. I'm going to go back into the prologue of the book of the Keys of Enoch. And in a nutshell, in a small form, I'm going to put what my brother in the longer version. Now, this is the process. It's say, I'm in the prologue, page 5, 6. It say, the Shekinah, divine presence, presents the feminine aspect of the Godhead, exist in all of all dimensions, like my brother was saying, other worlds, and it's the power which we are respiritualized to partake in the virgin birth, like he told the patriarchs in the Bible. How can we be reborn again? You know what I'm saying? Then it say, of our embryo, God's self. It's this is the age of the Holy Spirit, or the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, Aquarius, the age of the reset, like my brother was just saying, where the birth with the creator become one. We become back, premortal man, you know what I'm saying? All mind, on one accord. It's a creating a new peoplehood. See, it won't be called Jerusalem more. We're going to be called another name, you know what I'm saying? Then it said, of Trinity's power, meaning of the eternal Heavenly Father, the Son, the eternal only begotten Son, and the eternal Virgin of Light. You know what I'm saying? Powers who are the bearer of the higher Christ seed, unfolding life anew, meaning a new body that has flesh by virtue of the greater union that is without dualistic separation. And that's what my brother was just saying. Adam and Eve, John Cadman, is a premortal man. That's why I said the bottom part, it said, that is without. It won't be no more Adam and Eve separate. They going to be dualistic one. It won't be no more duality. We're on the reality of duality right now. He going to make us back premortal man like Metatron, which is Enoch and Metatron in the Shekinah, all together as one, just like my brother was saying in a longer version.
Yeah. And see, when we read things like this, you know, this is what separates us, brother. It separates us not, sometimes even from our own nation, because you're speaking of heavy mysteries, you see, and sometimes our own nation can't understand what we're talking about. But it's okay, because we're going to give it to them, not, but it's going to come a time when we all one again, they're going to be able to listen to us and get it, you know. But I grab because I also want to cater to our nation. We do have a call number that you can call in. Our number is 845-261-9966. And you can call in if you feel the unction of giving us a call, or it's something in your spirits telling you to call us. Feel free to call us, and we'll answer any questions to our best of our ability that we can. And all lines are open. So getting back to, brother, you know what I think about, too? I think about our nations that's in what we call the churches, Babylon the Great. You see, I think about them, too. Now, I'm going to read something out of the Keys of Enoch that tells them that they got to get out of there because it's dangerous being in there. Now, I'm going to read something. I'm going to read something that page, the Keys of Enoch, page 330. And that's verse 10, 330. And it reads this. It says, the faithful will be of one song and gladness, for there will be no longer be any religion or science of Babylon. The final solar cosmology will be overthrown. In other words, the Heavenly Father and Messiah is telling us that he's going to bring an end to Babylon and all wicked science on the earth. That's going to come to a conclusive stop. You see? So that's why it's important for our nation to detach themselves from these different practices of which is the world empire of false religion. Also, I'm going to read you a quick scripture at Revelation 18:4. And it says, and I heard another voice from the heavens saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. You see, I'm telling you this so you can come out of her if you in these false religions, all these different churches, so you can take your stand with the divine heavenly forefather. That's what it's about, brother.
Now, now what my brother said is he is exactly right. Now, I'm gonna say it in a nutshell because a lot of people do follow Messiah. You know, and Messiah said the same thing in a smaller version. He said, love not the world, for I hate the world. You know what I'm saying? That's in a nutshell what he was talking about. Because what he said is the science and the doctrine of wicked archons. Like Paul said, you find out against blood and flesh. That is the wicked science my brother is talking about. So again, like I said, Messiah said, come out of the world, for I hate the world. Because that is what he's telling you to do. Serve the kingdom that is to come.
Now, I'm going to piggyback off that again from the Keys of Enoch. I'm going to piggyback exactly what my brother was saying to you. Now, I want you to turn, if you do have it, or you can just listen. I'm going to take page 333, and that's verse 25, 26, 27. Now, listen to this. And it reads, the future government will be led by the Son of Man, who have welcomed the Sephiroth host and who have fought viciously, not against blood and flesh, but against the spiritual darkness behind the world rules and places. This community will be organized not according to the commandments of man, but according to who will give new commands to the spectrum unit of light stationed around the earth. And then it reads 27, the Sephiroth will assigned vehicle units to the communities of light upon the earth so as to deliver the righteous from this earth threshold during the time of the Holocaust. This is the time when the stars from the orbit light, the orbit fight in the heavens and Jerusalem command judgment upon the princes of the earth. Now see, you see, in conjunction to what my brother said, there is a war that's coming. And it's not just a war on mankind. Like,
I'm in the war that's existing right now, like my brother's saying.
But there is also a greater war that's about to come. And it's not just the war of mankind, but as the scripture read, of darkness. The archives in heavenly places. Right, Paul was talking. You see, and you have to take your stand with the Heavenly Forefather Messiah now, because it's a lot that's about to occur. You know, and if you're not conscious of these things, you can get caught up, you see, and you don't want to get caught up in that. You know, you want to be able to take your stand. And that's why it reads at Isaiah 55, 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Why the Heavenly Father is near. Now, this is why my brother and I had this radio blog talk show. This is the divine, forget us for a second, this is the divine Heavenly Forefather Messiah speaking to you about these things. Not us, him, we is nothing but the messenger. You see, brother?
Like my brother said earlier, this type of information is for brothers and sisters who just have an umption of information that's contrary to the Bible. You know, the Bible is one method. This information is another method. So I'm going to read Isaiah 66 about these people, like my brother said, that are loved, brother, and that's not like the nation. It say, Isaiah 66 and 8, it say, who, and this us being born out of Israel, and Israel knoweth not. Isaiah 66, verse 8, who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, like Messiah said, or shall a nation be born at once, like Messiah said, we all came down together. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? See, we were born out of Israel, and they knew nothing of us because, like Messiah said, we was all born on the same day. He cast us all in our mother's womb at the same time. Same time he cast us off the womb, he casted us also.
And see, you're right, brother. See, that's another mystery that our nation and the world don't know. You see, that's a mystery. You see, we were cast into our mother's womb. Messiah cast us into our mother's womb, you see, and our nation don't know that.
When he said mother's womb, he's not talking about our physical mothers at that time. He talking about spiritual mother. Before they was born, he kept in their womb. So when it was time for them to be born on earth through their planet, well, when the eternal mother sent them down, then we were born on that particular date. But we was all cast in our mother's womb, like John the Baptist and Messiah himself, on a particular day in the spiritual world.
Right. So, again, I want to also cater to our nation. Again, if there's anybody out there can hear us, and like what we're talking about, and want to give a word, you can call us at 5261-9966. So getting back to, you know, taking your stand for the Heavenly Forefather, you know, I think of a scripture, you know, and the scripture I'm thinking about is 1 John 5:4. And at 1 John 5:4, it says, for what whoever is born of the heavenly overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So in other words, as light, brother, as even a nation, we got to overcome certain things in this planet, on this earth, you see. But the only way we can overcome it is to take a stand with the Heavenly Father so we can get direction and information and spiritual uplifting so that we can overcome it. That all, when I say take your stand for multiple things, I'm not talking about not even just ministry. That's one part of it, but I'm talking about really taking your stand, you know, and in doing this, it's going to help you to overcome several different things, brother. You know, not just one thing, but several things. With the Heavenly Forefather, it leads to something else, and that leads to something else, and that leads to something else. You see, this is what we're talking about, taking your stand, brother.
Right, and he's exactly right. Now, I'm going to go back to the same priest he just read, because that's a very powerful precept. We look at the physical aspect and then the spiritual aspect. So basically what I'm saying is, if you look at it literally or spiritually, now it says, 1 John 5:4, it says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That is talking about pistis sophia. And pistis is faith, and sophia is victory. Now, that's why I say back in the prologue, I said the Shekinah, the divine presence of the feminine aspect of God. That's why victory or the wisdom or the Holy Spirit is going to give you the ability to overcome the world. And faith is pistis that you have in wisdom to endure in the physical reality. This is a beautiful verse, brother. Thank you.
And I'm going to piggyback off what you just said too with another scripture and collaborate on it a little. And that's at Joshua 1:8. Again, Joshua 1:8. And listen what Joshua reads. Listen what he reads at Joshua. It says, this book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. You see, and when it says book, it don't mean just one book. It means multiple books. You see, because I have to say that because our nation is kind of stuck on the Apocrypha and the Bible. You see, the divine Heavenly Father Messiah is telling us to meditate on these things day and night. But he's not just saying, and he said at the end, he shall make thy way prosperous. You see, and that comes in you taking your stand with the divine Heavenly Father Messiah. You see, not only is they going to bless you with understanding, you see, which is the B'nai, the Chokmah, and the Keter, but he's going to bless you prosperous. You see, and B'nai, Chokmah, and Keter, one is wisdom, one is understanding. You see what I'm saying? And he's going to bless with even more, because we're going to be, when we say prosperous, the divine Heavenly Father mean prosperous. He mean in all ways.
Right, right. A blessing right there too, brother. So I'm going to say what he said, another prayer, which he right. Through those three, we shall all be blessed and sit transformed. I'm back in First John, for there are three that bear reference, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And these three are one. You know what I'm saying? So my eternal Heavenly Father, the eternal only begotten Son, and the eternal Virgin of Light. Then in number eight, now listen at this. It say, and there are three that bear witness in earth. It said the Spirit, the eternal Heavenly Father, the Water, which is the Holy Spirit, and the blood, which is Messiah. Same thing, those three, and these three agree in one. Same thing. That's those coming down to the physical reality to help us to ascend in this new age, what we are in right now. It's a true blessing, man.
Right. You're right, brother. It's a true blessing. But you know what I do notice, too, brother? A trap, the way the archons and the government is trapping our nation, you know, they doing it in such a way that is sinister. See, what they do is they put so much pressure on our nation. Now, I ain't even talking about their people because they don't give a darn about their people, you know. But I'm talking about our people, our nation. What they do is bombard us lies. They bombard us, our nation, take our jobs, you know. And our nation is trying to wait to feed their children. They got to pick between paying the light bill and putting food on the table, whereas though it distracts their mind from the divine heavenly Father and Messiah. You see, that's a trap that they try to use on our nation to keep them away, because they know once we go to our power, that divine heavenly Father is going to answer his children. But we got to know as a nation to turn to the divine heavenly Father Messiah, to take that stand that we're talking about, so that the Father, the divine heavenly Father Messiah, could bless us, so these problems won't be problems, because we took our stand with the divine heavenly Father Messiah, and he will eliminate those problems. You put them first, you know, and then as the see what it said. Let me get this. Now I'm paraphrasing. It says, "Seek the kingdom first; all other things will be added unto you." Right? So seek the divine heavenly Father. We get
the ask for something like that.
Yeah, it is. Don't get me to start. Let me get it together here. Let me get it together. It's saying, basically, it was saying, what do you have that was not given to you? You see, because as some people in our nations, oh, I did this, you know, I built this with my own two hands. Man, you ain't built jack. If it wasn't for the divine heavenly Father Messiah willing it to you, you wouldn't. You see, who gave you those two hands? Right. You see, and that's why I say, how can we as a nation, now, and that's why I say take this, it's important, and I'm going to repeat this repetitively, because how can us as a nation, knowing that the divine heavenly forefather is Father, and not take the stand with the divine heavenly forefather, you willing to take a stand with a government, not a hill of beans about you? So how do you take a stand with a government that gives you that over the months, if you break it down, they gave you less than $5 a week to feed your family? Now, would divine heavenly Father do that? No. And I can testify that for myself, the things that the divine heavenly Father has blessed me with. You see, and I'm saying this for real, man, for real. You see, the divine heavenly Father and Messiah is real. And if you take your stand, I'll put my life on the line that they, the divine heavenly Father and Messiah, will take care of you and show you the love that you always been looking for. But take your stand. You see, brother?
I keep saying, basically what he's saying is, how can you stand with a nation that's Psalms 83? Psalms 83, all are confederate against the nation of Israel, that the name of Israel may be no more. And that's what he's going to save you from this wicked reality.
Right, brother. And see, even in James 4:4, it tells you friendship with the world is contemplating yourself an enemy of the divine heavenly forefather. You know, now I'm paraphrasing. I might not say it perfect, but it says very similar to that. You see, so how can you be a friend with this nation, with this government and this world, and yet be a friend to the divine heavenly forefather? It's impossible. You can't do it, because the archons and Satan was given this world. You see, they were given it for a time. You see, and that's why I'll stress it again. We must make our stand now. while it's still time, brother.
Right. I'm going to read the precept he just said. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the flesh of the world is enemy with whatever therefore will be a word enemy of the eternal heavenly Father.
Now, we get any plainer than that, brother. It's no plain. It ain't no in parable. That's straightforward. And it's coming from your King James Version of the Bible. You see, you know, and it's just important, you know, that we try to do our best to minister to our nation in such a way that they can get understanding from, you know, and that they can kind of recollect what we're talking about, brother, because, see, we living in some dangerous, very dangerous times, you see, and the Heavenly Father is not going to change what he's going to bring. He's going to bring his government, you know. The thing is, are you ready for the divine Heavenly Father's government?
Are you ready to make that stand?
Right. Right. And a stand you will have to make. You see what I'm saying? Because the divine Heavenly Forefather ain't going to stop it. He can't. That's right. Now, you can straddle on fences you want. I'll hit you with another precept. Messiah said, and I'm praising you, want to get this too, brother. Messiah said, if you lukewarm, he will spit you out. You see, if you lukewarm. So it's either you hot or you cold, you see. Now, I'm paraphrasing that, brother. You know, but if you get that scripture, you can some understanding of exactly what I'm saying to you. You know, our audience, another chance, if you can overstand or recollect what we're talking about. You know, we do have all lines open, which is our phone number is 845-241-9966, and all lines are open. So, yeah, brother, if you got that.
Yeah, I got the precept my brother just said. Now, like my brother just said, Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Now, is there anything about that, brother? I don't think so. You see, I don't think so. So, Messiah said it plain. You see, so you get it. You see, I just want to, you know, really thank the eternal divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, and the Shekinah for, you know, allowing us to really do this, you know, to give us this platform where as though we can minister to our nation like the way we do. And we're about out of time, so we're going to be ending our program. And I just want to thank those who listened to us or who was out there and maybe got some understanding of what we're talking about. And if it's the Heavenly Divine Father's will, we'll be back next week to do this again. My name is Rudolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you. And hopefully you'll hear from us next week. Shalom.
Shalom.